بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه الى الله صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, we find ourselves as Muslims we feel spiritually low. There is a spiritual decadence in our lives, and very easily we slip into the quagmire of sins and vice and evil, and we become disobedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very easily we are tempted, enticed by nafs and shaitan. And we become negligent of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's commandments, the laws of the Sharia. And the main reason for this is that the thought of Qiyamah, the existence of Qiyamah, the fact that it's going to occur, the fact that it is a reality, that is going to come, and the whole world that we are in now at the moment is going to come to an end. That thought has slipped out of our mind to such an extent that we have forgotten about Qiyamah. The tasawwur, the image, the pictures of Qiyamah do not come into our minds. Illa mashaAllah. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in a few riwayat, it is mentioned, he says, شَيَّبَتْ لِي هُودٌ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. Surahs like Surah Hud and its sisters. Ulama explained that many of the surahs of the Amma para, the Juz Amma, the last para of the Holy Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in most of those verses and those surahs, Allah depicts the horrifying and the ghastly scenes of Qiyamah and the occurrence of Qiyamah and what is going to happen on the day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul alameen, is ma'soom, the beloved of Allah, the most beloved of Allah, the greatest of all the anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, said, these type of verses have made my hair turn white. In other words, the worry, the concern that this day is going to take place, and Allah alone knows best when Qiyamah will occur. The fact that we have to prepare for this day, the worry, has turned some of my hair into white. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, كَيْفَ أَنْعَمْ. How can I enjoy myself when Sahibul Qarn, that is Israfil alayhi salatu salam, has already placed the trumpet in his mouth and he's just awaiting for the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come, to blow into that sur, into that trumpet, and nafqatul ula, that will mark the termination of this entire world. Everything will be destroyed. So how can I enjoy myself when I know that Israfil alayhi salatu salam has already placed his mouth into the trumpet, ready to, waiting for Allah's command to come to blow. And this is the condition of beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling us to prepare for Qiyamah. Allah Rabbul Izzah, in so many verses of the Quran, chapters upon chapters, especially towards the last surahs of the Holy Quran, Allah talks about Qiyamah. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالًا الْقَارِعَةُ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ. The last verse to be revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And fear that day when all of you will be returned to Allah. One verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَخْشَوْا يَوْمًا لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ أَوْ وَلَدِهِ وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ أَوْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا. Fear the day of Qiyamah, prepare for the day of Qiyamah, when no father will be able to avail and benefit and assist his son, no matter how beloved the son is to the father. On the day of Qiyamah, the father will not be able to assist and avail his son if his son is in Jahannam or is in any difficulty. وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَوْ وَالِدِهِ شِئَاءٌ. No any son can avail his father. In the dunya, the son loves his father, assisting his parent. On the day of Qiyamah, he will not be able to assist his father. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. On that day when a person will run away from his siblings, from his brother, from his father and mother, from his wife and children, every person will be saying nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Yes, our beloved Rasulullah will be saying Allahumma ummati, ummati. Everybody will be concerned about his own condition. Allah depicts this. Allah says, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُ يُغْنِيهِ. Each person will have such a matter, such a worrying matter. He will be so terrified. Qiyamah. The trepidation. He does not know what is going to take place, what's going to happen, what's going to be his fate, his result, whether he's going to be successful or unsuccessful, whether he's going to Jannah, Jahannam, whether Allah is going to show mercy, whether Allah is going to pardon or forgive him or not. He does not know that. He'll be so consumed in that worry that will make him independent of worrying about anybody else. Not even his parents, not even his beloved wife, not even his children. Quran talks about in Surah Al-Hajj, the opening verses, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ الزَّلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. The earthquake, the quake of Qiyamah is very, very grave. It is serious. It is most severe. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Allah depicts the scene of Qiyamah. Some ulama mufassirin explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the horrifying and terrifying scenes of Qiyamah. So in this verse, the literal translation and understanding is that on that day you will see a woman who is breastfeeding her child, she will abandon her suckling baby. In the dunya, mother will never do that. But because of the horror of Qiyamah, she'll leave her baby, she'll abandon her baby. A pregnant woman will abort her child. You will see people as though they are drunk, whereas in reality, they did not take any alcohol. They'll be in a drunken stupor. In other words, they'll be looking all in a daze. Why? Because Allah's azab is very, very severe. In the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so many ahadith depict the scenes of Qiyamah, different stations of Qiyamah. When people are standing, when the amal are going to be weighed, when people are crossing Pur Sirat, on the plains of Qiyamah, when the sun, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tutna shams, the sun will be lowered so much that it will be in the hadith, just one meal above the heads of the people. The narrator says, I did not know whether meal is a masafat al-ard. Is it the distance in the world, 1 mile? Or is it the stick that a person puts into the surma bottle, the stick that he uses to apply his surma and kuhal into his eyes, tiny little stick the size of a toothpick. In other words, the sun will be right above our heads. The hadith says of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that people who are sinners, according to the sin, according to the evil, according to the vice, they will be drenched in the perspiration. Some to the ankles, ila ka'abayhi. Some to the rukbatehi, to the knees. Some to the hikwehi, to the hips. Some to ila tarquwatehi, towards the collarbones. And some, yuljimuhu iljaman, will bridle their mouths. May Allah protect us. It is a reality. When we forget that Qiyamah is going to take place, it is a reality. In fact, Allah has mentioned in some verses, the past tense, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ وَقَعَ is a past tense. In other words, لِتَحَقُّقِ وُقُوعِ الْوُقُوعِ to show the certainty of this occurrence of Qiyamah, as though it's a second place, meaning it is a reality, it is going to take place, and no person can escape it, like how we can't escape moths. Shaitan tries to delude us, deceive us. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ Don't let Shaitan, who is Al-Gharur, don't let him deceive you, delude you. He will make you procrastinate. Later on in life, you can change your life. You can just make tawbah and istighfar. Go for hajj, then you can change. Shaitan makes us forget that time is fleeting. Time is going to escape from our hands. And he makes us so preoccupied every other thing of this world that we forget about Qiyamah. Ask ourselves, when last did we sit for 5 minutes and ponder about the scenes of Qiyamah and reflect and think that I'm standing before my Allah all alone? وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَى كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ Each person will come alone, singly, before Allah Rabbul Izzal, before Allah Rabbul Izzal. Each person alone, furada, individually. We won't come in groups before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, just like how we created you first, you'll come alone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There'll be hisab, kitab, reckoning. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters, we need to remind ourselves that Qiyamah is a reality. It is Yawm al-Fasq, the day of decision. Allah will be the judge. He will decide who has passed, who has failed. Yawm al-Tanad, where they'll be shouting and calling out to one another. A person will be screaming and shouting for help. Alas, there'll be no person to assist him. So Quran has depicted Qiyamah and mentioned it in various ways. Yawm al-Hashr, the day of assembly. People will be assembled before Allah Rabbul Izzat. Al-Kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. The simple solution is that Rasulullah says, you know Qiyamah is going to take place. Be an intelligent person and prepare for the time of that life of the hereafter. The time after death. The life after death. Prepare for the qabr. Prepare for the day of Qiyamah. In one narration it is mentioned that do in this world according to your stay in this world, and prepare for the hereafter according to your stay in that abode. Obviously the abode of the hereafter is perpetual. One has to then make more sacrifices and prepare more and spend more time for the hereafter than spending time in this world or for the mundane activities of this world. Shaitan makes us forget. Shaitan makes us become weak and lazy. Shaitan deceives us. He makes us feel that we got a long life. Don't worry, you're not going to die now. Others are passing away, yes. Imagine today when maut takes place. Mayyat, the janaza is in front of us. Where we should be pondering and reflecting that look at this. The man has left this world. This woman has left this world. And maut does not spare any person. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Let us be honest to ourselves, respected brothers. Be honest to ourselves. Janaza is placed in the masjid, in the sahan area. And we are all standing there. What are we doing? We are gossiping. We are making a noise. Nobody is reflecting. Beside the person, the family members, perhaps somebody is crying or sitting there for these few moments and thinking that I'm going to miss my father and miss my mother or my child. The rest of us, either he's got his cell phone out and he's asking the other person how is he feeling and how's business and how's the wepar and what's happening. Let us be honest to ourselves. We go to the qabrastan. This is no tale. This is no lie. This is a reality. In the qabrastan itself, we're busy with our cell phones. Whilst people are busy lowering the janaza, and we should be taking ibrat, people are discussing and gossiping and talking every other dunya thing. Al-haakumu takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. Allah says it very clearly, that amassing wealth, dunya, takathur, I want more. It has made you negligent. So much, even when you visit the qabrastan. When you're standing around, they are not just one dead person. It's not just one grave. They're graves. It's an entire graveyard. That graveyard does not make you reflect and ponder that now moth is a reality. You're also going to leave this world. Then there'll be the realm of the qabr. And then hashar on the day of qiyamah. You will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us get our records set right. Nobody knows when he is going to pass away. Nobody. Let us put our records right. Ponder, reflect. Qiyamah is a reality. I need to pass this exam in this world. I need to be successful in the hereafter. I need to make a concerted, genuine effort now. I have to sacrifice the company of my friends who are just wasting my time in this world. I have to sacrifice many leisures and pleasures. Our life, as I mentioned last week, would not become dry in this world if we become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe me, Allah will put the dunya onto your feet. Allah will make the dunya chase you. You will not hanker after dunya. Allah will put the dunya onto your feet. Mawlana Gangohi rahmatullahi alayh is teaching his dars. Some very wealthy person comes and he offers him a bag of some money. Mawlana Gangohi rahmatullahi alayh refused. Very politely, he said, no, jazakumullah, I don't need it, whatever. And then the man leaves and he continues his sabak. And after the lesson was over, as he's leaving the classroom or the masjid, he calls out to one of his students and he says, just dust my shoes. And as he dusted the shoes, he found gold coins coming out from there. That man who came with that money was a genuine, sincere person, and he really wanted to give Maulana that some money. So when Maulana refused, he went and put the coins into his shoe. Maulana Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi then remarked, he said, when you give one lot to the dunya, in other words, you don't hanker after the dunya, Allah brings the dunya at your feet. Literally, Allah brings it to your feet. We need to set our records right. I need to attach myself. We spoke about the sweetness of Iman last week. Did we make any effort this entire week to enjoy some sweetness of our Quran recitation, of our dhikrullah, of our salat, of making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we kept roza, did we enjoy keeping fast? Or was it just a normal routine in our lives? My respected brothers and elders, may Allah ta'ala give us hidayat, understanding. We can see what is happening around the world. The ummah is in pain, the ummah is crying. If we don't take lessons from what is happening around, then it will be too late for us. Therefore, prepare for qiyamah, set our records right, so that when we leave this world, we have left with a clean slate. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Saab rahmatullahi alayhi, was Mufti Azam of Pakistan, the father of Mufti Taqi Usmani Saab Damat Barakatuhum. He was so concerned all the time about qiyamah and the fact that he has to be answerable to Allah Rabbul Izzah. He made sure that all his mu'amalat, his dealings, everything, it was done properly. There was safai in his mu'amalat, everything was clear. There was no shady areas and grey areas left. and something that with the heirs will see afterwards, they're not sure whose money it is, whose belonging it is. To such an extent that towards the end of his life, he couldn't walk easily. In fact, he was in the bed, he was bedridden. So sometimes, because he was staying next to the Darul Uloom of the madrasa, some food would come from the madrasa for him, and the plate that was used belonged to the Darul Uloom, or the cup that was in which his tea was brought. Immediately after taking his meals, he will indicate to his wife to send back those cutlery immediately, so lest it must not happen that he passes away, and that one cup or one spoon or one plate remains in that room, which belonged to the Darul Uloom, and people will not know it belonged to the Darul Uloom. They will think it belonged to Maulana, and then it will go into the heirs, inheritance of the heirs, whereas it was waqf and belonged to somebody else. Look at these people, the friends of Allah. We devour properties wholesale of people. People invest with us and we just devour their investments. People's estates have not even been warned properly. The brother or the son has taken away all his sister's shares. He does not even fear يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. On that day where a person, where every man will stand before Rabbul Alameen. Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُتَفِّفِينَ, simply translated as destruction, azab, jahannam, be for those who indulge in fraudulent dealings. Fraud, deceiving people. When it comes to weighing for others, you give less. When it comes to you to take something from others, you take more. You're deceiving the people. Do you not fear standing before Allah? أَلَّا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah says, do these people not believe, do not understand that they are going to experience the day of Qiyamah, which is a very big day, a catastrophic day? Let us get our record straight. Make our mu'amalat saaf, clean. That if I pass away today, every cent has been accorded for. Everything is recorded. What belongs to my wife belongs to her. What belongs to me belongs to me. So Mufti Shafi Sahab, rahmatullahi alayh, in that room that he was now, towards the end of his life, he said, whatever was in that room belonged to him. So it became easy for the heirs to understand. He was only 30 years old, when he already wrote his Islamic will. How many of us, 60, 70 years old, an Islamic will hasn't been written? He sold some of his kitabs to one of his sons. So the son gives the money for the kitabs. Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullahi actually made a receipt out and gives it to his son. Which father will ever do that today? Why? He wants to make sure, yes, boy, you paid for this. This money now is mine. And there's the receipt for the books that you have got. So my respected brothers and sisters, we don't have time to expound. We all know our conditions, the wrongs that we are involved in, the mu'amalat that we are doing, the deals that we are doing. You may make some money in this world, but on the day of Qiyamah, you will never be able to escape Allah Ta'ala's wrath and azab. Rather, we have less and have less hisab kitab on the day of Qiyamah than having so much more and so much more to account for on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إن أمامكم عقبة كؤودا لا يجوزها المثقلون فأحب أن أتخفف لتلك العقبة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, he says, in front of you is a very very steep hill or a mountain, a very steep mountain, and those who are very heavy, in other words, they have got so much of dunya in their possessions, they will not be able to pass easily this mountain. Rasulullah says, hence I wish and I love and I desire that I make myself light to pass this mountain pass easily. So respected brothers and elders, ponder, reflect. Especially when reciting Quran, try and see the meaning of the word that we are reading. Qiyamah is a reality. We have to prepare for maut and prepare for Qiyamah. And Allah make us become conscious of this fact. When we do this, then this will become a detergent from staying away from sins, from make sure we don't cheat and deceive people, and we don't do down people who we owe people things, and we are not abusive to our wives and our neighbors and the people around us. Why? Because the person now fears him standing before Allah Rabbul Izzat all alone on the day of Qiyamah. Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Beside the Ruh Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم اللهم لغناكم عافر ما عمل خطاكم عافر ما الله forgive us يا الله we are very very weak servants my Allah يا الله despite the fact that you have repeatedly mentioned Qiyamah in the Quran يا الله in your Kalam my Allah and Rasulullah SAW has warned us about Qiyamah my Allah We still forget, my Allah, that Qiyamah is going to take place, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, do not humiliate us, do not disgrace us, my Allah. Make us be under your shade on the day, when there will be no shade but your shade, my Allah. Ya Allah, what is going to happen to us on that day, my Allah? Our amal is so weak, my Allah. Allah, give us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of Qiyamah with iman. Give us tawfiq of doing a'mal salihah, good, righteous, pious deeds, my Allah. Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Allah, despite our weaknesses and our failings, my Allah, and our shortcomings, my Allah, and our deficiencies, my Allah. Allah, hum to naqis hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's any naqs in us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Help us to change our lives, my Allah. Make us become muttaqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Rajab is going to an end now, my Allah. The month of Shaban is in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Make it the most beautiful months in our life, my Allah. Especially the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Grant us taqwa, my Allah. Make our rozas become easy for us. Our taraweeh, our tilawat, our ibadat, our dhikr, our adhkar. Everything become most beautiful for us, my Allah. And accept it, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. The ummat is pareshan, my Allah. Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hal hai. Ya Allah, especially our Muslim brothers and sisters and our masoom children in Turkey and Syria, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, my Allah. Every day we hear stories of what is happening there, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. So many thousands have lost their lives, my Allah. So many young babies, ya Allah, have become yateen, my Allah. So many people have become widows, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. You are Aziz and Hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what you are doing, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. Help them, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them, my Allah. Ya Allah, restore, ya Allah, peace and tranquility and serenity in those areas again, my Allah. Help them to rebuild themselves, my Allah. And every person who has assisted them in any way, my Allah. Allah, you bless them and their families, my Allah. Especially those who have gone all the way there, my Allah. And who are standing day and night with them, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, you give them afiyat, give them barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of ibadah, the sweetness of sajda, sweetness of tilawa, sweetness of dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimeen.
Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are sick in hospital or at home, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqil, daim. So many have got cancer now, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. You are a shafi, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Grant them shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatu firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different hajat and needs, my Allah. You are well aware of all those worries that are melting us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all those problems that have come upon us, my Allah. Each one has got different problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove our difficulties, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-gham, Mufarrij al-ham, Mujib da'wat al-muttadheen idha da'uk, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah wa Rahimahuma, Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, Biqadaiha wa najahiha, Rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Don't make us muhtaj in any of your makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kothur water from Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us, my Allah, our family members, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our friends, our musalli, mutaalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, and from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allah, many people are not present, ya Allah, they have requested du'as. Answer, they jaiz murad also, my Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki du'a qabool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub 'alaina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.